walk up to the preacher, and then I'll say I do, and then you'll know you have me, and I know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The desperate search continues in Texas for 11-year-old Livingston girl Audrey Cunningham, vanished on her way to school Thursday and is feared to be in grave danger.
Police are saying 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougal is their main person of interest in the investigation. McDougal was booked in jail on an unrelated aggravated assault charge, but hasn't been charged with any crimes related to Cunningham's disappearance. Police also say McDougal is cooperating at times.
ABC's Giovanni Leggi. U.S. Central Command saying it's launched 5 self-defense strikes against Houthi assets in the Red Sea, including an unmanned underwater vessel. Now, this is the first time CENTCOM has seen the Houthis use this kind of vessel since the attacks in the Red Sea started on October 23rd. ABC affiliate KSTP-TV reporting that a source with direct knowledge confirmed 2 Burnsville police officers and an EMS responder shot and killed this morning. That town about 15 minutes south of Minneapolis. This is ABC News. The largest hospital in southern Gaza, now a combat zone. The Israeli army saying Nasser Hospital no longer is protected under the laws of war, arguing it's been used for military purposes. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Israeli special forces operating inside Gaza's Nasser Hospital for a 4th day. The Israeli army reporting it's arrested 150 suspects linked to Hamas, some from the medical staff, and confiscated dozens of weapons and uncovered tunnel shafts. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 7 patients have died from a power outage that has put the hospital, quote, out of service. The IDF says a backup generator at the hospital is still functioning. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Today marks 1 year since former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care. The 99-year-old was last seen in public last November when his wife of 77 years, Rosalind, died. The Carter family released a statement ahead of today's anniversary saying President Carter continues to be at home with his family. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 39 degrees at 12:04. Look for mostly sunny and a bit breezy conditions today. High 39, winds northwest 8 to 16. A few clouds and chilly tonight, low 18, and partly cloudy and mild tomorrow with a high of 43. The winds are out of the southwest at around 10 miles per hour. Once again, our current temperature is 39 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Are you ready to feel the wind in your hair? Do you have a couple of hours to spare sometime during the day? If you do, we'd like to train you to become a trash swap pilot. Schmidt Woodland Hills is looking for volunteers to become pilots for our Cycling Without Age trash swaps. As a pilot, you will be performing the generous act of giving rides to our residents. You will provide slow rides, listening to their stories while helping them to feel the joy of being outdoors with the wind in their hair. We have the trash swaps and people eager to go for a ride. You supply the power and the enthusiasm. We will provide the training and help you schedule time to practice. A short road test will be required to achieve certification. Remember, you have been promising you were going to get in better shape. What better way to do it than giving a senior citizen the ride of their life? For more information or to schedule a time for a hands-on demonstration at Schmidt Woodland Hills, call Bill Bartlett at 608-647-8931.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Today is Sunday, February 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. With the unseasonably mild weather, DNR researchers say more bears are being spotted out of their dens in Wisconsin. News 5 in Minnesota reports this is the time of year researchers usually check on dens. However, they're finding bears more awake than they would be in typical winter weather conditions. This could be due to snow melting and water going into the dens. Bears could be out looking for a drier place to sleep. Not all heroes wear capes. Do you know an ordinary person with extraordinary courage who has saved a life, helped a neighbor in need, or made a difference in their community? The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is seeking nominations for its annual Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event, honoring individuals who have made an impact in the lives of others through their bravery, dedication, and humanitarian service. Honorees across the categories of blood services, community impact, disaster relief, military, Red Cross, and youth and young adult will be celebrated. Nominees can come from communities across any of the Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapter counties, including Adams, Buffalo, Columbia, Dane, Green Lake, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Juneau, La Crosse, Marquette, Monroe, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Trempealeau, Vernon, and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Honorees are selected based on the degrees to which their actions uphold the values of the Red Cross humanitarian mission and leave a lasting and positive impact on the community. Nominating a hero is free and can be done quickly and easily online. If you know of a local hero, nominate them to be recognized by filling out an online form on the Red Cross website. Nominations are due by Sunday, March 31st. This year's award recipients will be honored at the Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event on Monday, June 10th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. For more information or to request a hard copy of the nomination form, email Red Cross Southwest Chapter Executive Director Kyle Kriegel at kyle.kriegel, that's K-R-I-E-G-L, at redcross.org. The Oakwood Chamber Players have been dedicated to delivering exceptional classical and contemporary music performances to the Madison and Wisconsin communities for 39 years. The group consists of six professionals in the fields of string and wind instruments and is committed to excellence in all aspects of their work. The Richland Concert Association will host the Oakwood Chamber Players this afternoon at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Tickets are priced at $15 for adults and free for students, or buy Richland Concert Association series tickets. The national blood supply remains at a critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Three blood drives will be held this week. The first will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. The second will be held on Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Weston High School. And the third blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. And join the Women Veterans Town Hall and lunch sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary meet meet with the new gynecologist and learn services offered about Thrive. There will also be a time for questions and answers, lunch, and learn about what is important to you. The event will be held on Wednesday, March 27th from noon to 1 in Building 455 at the Toma VA Medical Center. RSVP by 20th with Sarah Resin by email at sarah.resin@va.gov or phone 1-800-876-8662, extension 66375. The event is open to all veterans. WRCO News Time is 1211. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Winter is the time to have your coolant check, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. It is about 45% state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is sunny and 39 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Hub City Bog, recently, and details from way back when. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to dnr.wisconsin.gov, topic state: natural areas located on the Richland County Parks Commission website. The Hub City Bog features an unusual tamarack bog island and tall shrub community with its pine and hemlock relics. Associated shaded cliffs also are present. This uncommon driftless area bog was formed in an oxbow lake left by the meandering of the Pine River. Location? It's to the east of the bog in Souls Creek, which flows at the base of a 75-foot sandstone cliff. The north facing on the UW property supports a northern forest of hemlock, white pine, and yellow birch. With a ground cover of Labrador tea, trailing arbus, bunchberry, wintergreen, and solvent's coolwort. The project area was expanded in 2007 to include more of the remaining unique pine hemlock relics found in this area. Only a small portion of the relics are currently protected by the DNR. The tamaracks in the bog suffered from nearly 70% mortality due to an infestation of large bark beetle. However, some tamarack reproduction is taking place. Many springs are present in the tamarack swamp. Most typical bog plants are absent, although sphagnum, moss, and some very showy species are found. Hub City Bog is owned by the DNR and the UW Board of Regents. It was designated a state natural area in 1970. In a 1933 bulletin titled Tamarack Bogs of the Driftless Area in Wisconsin by Henry P. Hansen, Volume 7, Number 2, on pages 259 through 261, it mentions the area south of the Melanchthon Creek, east of the Pine, in what is known as the Hub City Bog, located just north and to the east of the village. And this bulletin also references another bog located along the Pine River further south, an area referred to as the Sextonville Bog, about a half mile south of the village of Sextonville, located to the east of the Pine River, still serving what would be miles north of the Wisconsin River. Both of these bogs identified have vegetation thought to date back prior to the last stage of glaciation in Wisconsin, and with a migration early in a post-glaciation time period. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering John Weenie Wilson.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1217. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Today is Sunday, February 18th. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held today at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church today from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors of Dennis Dahl include 5 nieces, Carrie and Jeanette McBriar, Natalie Dahl, Kelly and Chad Canuti, Kim McBriar, and Casey Wagner. Two nephews, Travis Dahl and Justin and Aliona Dahl, and many great nieces and nephews. Dennis Arthur the Opelman Dahl, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Bullen, 92 of rural Laval, died Wednesday at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oak Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department EMT or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Martin Bullen is survived by 3 sons, Gary and Carol Bullen of Casanova, Dale and Lisa Bullen, and Richard and Donella Bullen of Laval. 9 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Virginia and Delmar Hanna of Missouri, 2 brothers, Donald and Lois Bullen of Laval, and Elgin and Shirley Bullen of Baraboo. Brother-in-law, Dan Kirshner of Lafarge, special friend, Barbara DeVault, and many nieces and nephews. Martin Joseph Bullen, 92 of rural Laval.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some beautiful sunshine across southwest Wisconsin today, and temperatures running a few degrees above normal, but that northwest wind is a bit chilly. Meanwhile, there's been more clouds in the north and northeast part of the state with a weak front diving down across the northern Great Lakes. Just a few snow flurries grazing northeast Wisconsin today, but no significant precipitation is in sight for this upcoming week, as we're kind of caught in a split flow pattern with most of the stormy energy going up through Canada and down through the southern part of the country, with mainly dry air locked in here. Now, with that said, there will be a weak system crossing the region Tuesday night or Wednesday, might produce a stray sprinkle, and then a cold front coming through Thursday night into early Friday, which may bring a flurry or two, but the better chance of snow with that will be in upper Michigan, down through lower Michigan, and northeast Wisconsin. Temperatures, meanwhile, reaching their peak around Wednesday and then cooling off for the end of the week before things warm up again going into early next week. The forecast for today, sunny and warmer, a bit breezy with a high of 39 degrees. Northwest wind 8 to 16. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly, low at 18 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, high at 43. Light southeast wind between 4 and 8. Monday night, partly cloudy, low 26. Tuesday, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm. Some stray sprinkles possible by the evening with a high of 49 degrees. As we go into Wednesday, partly sunny and balmy for this time of the year. A stray sprinkle possible. Low 30, high at 53. Thursday, partly sunny and a touch cooler. Low at 30 with a high of 45. Friday, partly cloudy and cooler yet. Low 23 with a high in the mid-30s. Saturday, another quiet day with some sunshine. Low 18 degrees with a high near 39. You have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 39 degrees after a morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 33 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2017 is 65 degrees, with a record low of 16 below set back in 1979. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 15. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:36, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:54. Winds are out of the northwest at 4 to 6 miles per hour, even though we have received gusts around 10 to 12 miles per hour. And our barometric reading is 29.83, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
There was WIAA sectional wrestling action throughout the state yesterday, and Phil Nee has a recap of the Division II wrestling covered by WRCO on Saturday.
A WIAA tournament was held in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Division II action, and there were lots of highlights. Led by Dodgeville's Dodgers, they had champions at 100 in the girls' championship round, at 106, 113, 120, and 126 in the boys' round. River Valley advances Wyatt Knockreiner to state, and Richland Center with Ethan and Emma Haiti and Teague Perkins all heading on to the state tournament. Unofficial team scores on Saturday saw Prairie du Chien score 118, Darlington Blackhawk 99.5, Dodgeville third at 96, Lodi fourth with 87, and Belleville Monticello Nuglaris with 77. Looking at the place winners, the top three go to state. First of all, for the boys, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville was a champion at 106, followed by Colin Fry of Evansville and Colton Koss of Gay Electric Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. 113, the first place wrestler, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville. Ethan Haiti of Richland Center took second. Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells was third. At 120, Charlie Might Dodgeville was first. Blake Endres, Belleville Monticello Nuglaris was second. Drake Gazda, Mauston Nasita was third. At 126, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville was first, Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk second, and Sawyer Ostrom, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards finished third. At 132, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien was first, second was Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Carson Minahan of Monroe was third. At 138, Marcus McIntyre, a champion from Broadhead Judah, Belleville Monticello Nuglaris's Mason Mao was second, and Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien finished third. 144, Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk was first. Braden Dorshorst of Lodi was second. Drew Hurd, Prairie du Chien, finished third. At 150, Danny Heiser, Evansville was first. Joe Lomar, Broadhead Judah, second. And Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, finished third to advance to state. At 157, Braylon Gobel of Darlington Blackhawk first, Bryce Lenzendorf Prairie du Chien second, Gunnar Johnson, GET Merrill's Mindoro, was third. At 165, Maddox Gobel, Darlington Blackhawk first, Jeremiah Avery Prairie du Chien second, Riker Swenson third from Belleville Monticello Nuglaris. At 175, Mason Lane of Lodi was first, Espen Swears of Mauston Nasita second, Landon Heitmeyer of Portage finished third. At 190, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nasita was first, Ross Chris Darlington Blackhawk second, Carson Loshaw of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris finished third. At 215, Blake Theory Prairie du Chien first, Isaiah Groskoff of Lodi second, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center finished third. At 285, Henry Keppen of Lodi was first, Jack Simmons Prairie du Chien second, and Evansville's Tim Lund took third. For the girls' results, Ava Lord of Dodgeville was first place at 100, Emma Haiti Richland Center was first at 107, and advances to state. They only take the champions in girls. Zoe Licht of Lodi was first at 114. 120, Althea Ekdahl of Monroe was first. 126, Brianna Buchner of Wautoma Wild Rose advances to state. Richland Center's Madeline Muller wound up in fourth place at that weight class. Also at 132, Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls is a champion. At 138, Mackie Kaz of GET Merrill's Mindoro. At 145, Michaela Howard Edgerton is a first place finisher. Also at 152, Maddie Zuby of Viroqua is a champion. 165, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville advances to state. At 185, Dacia Storley, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards, and advancing to state at 235, Olivia Davey of Berlin. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And in Mineral Point yesterday, there was Division III sectional action there. And with a report from that tournament, here's Bill Twining.
The Area Division III Wrestling Sectional was held Saturday at Mineral Point High School for both boys and girls. The boys, the top three in each weight class, advance on to state. For the girls, the champion advances to the state meet, which will be held concurrently with the boys this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Cole Center in Madison. The boys' tournament Saturday at Mineral Point, La Crosse Aquinas came away with 8 state qualifiers. Iowa Grant Highland was next with 7. Team sectional champion Fenimore advances 6 on to the individual tournament, Riverdale moves on four to state. Mineral Point and Parkview Albany each have three, with two wrestlers advancing to state, both New Lisbon and Pecatonica Argyle, and with one, Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Royal Waniwak Center, DeSoto, Cashton, Westby, and Blair Taylor. By weight class, the champion and state runner-up a year ago at 106 pounds, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. The runner-up from the sectional, Jaron Grimslet, a junior from North Crawford Seneca, and taking third place, Parker Milsna from Cashton. 113 pounds, the champion and former state champ, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, runner-up Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, and third place, freshman Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. At 120 pounds, the sectional champion, Roger Fleege of Aquinas, Jaden Geyer of Westby is a runner-up, third place to freshman Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. The champion at 126, sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale, will be making his second trip to state. Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon is the runner-up, and Danny Finley of Parkview Albany places third. State qualifiers at 132 are champion Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, going to state for the second time. Two-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point is also the sectional runner-up at 132, and taking third place is three-time state qualifier Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center. The champion at 138 is Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland, making his third trip to state. He's a former state runner-up. Runner-up at the sectional at 138, Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. Third place to Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon, who will be making his second trip to the state meet. At 144, the champion and former state runner-up, Ian Crapp of Fenimore. Runner-up at the sectional, Zach Moline of Aquinas, and third place to freshman Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. The champion at 150 is Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, followed by Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Kristen Stelt of Fenimore takes the title at 157. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland makes his second trip to state. He's the runner-up at 157. And Ithaca Weston's lone representative going to state is junior Nolan Waldner, third place at 157. At 165, Cade Rule of Mineral Point is the sectional champion. He'll be making his third appearance at the state meet. Emerson Mowen of Iowa Grand Highland follows. He'll be making his second trip to state. And Seth Greeno of DeSoto is the Pirates' lone qualifier for the state tournament. At 175, defending state champion David Moline of Aquinas is the champion at the sectional. Riley Wanick of Riverdale returns to state for the second time and the first since his sophomore year. And the third place finisher making his third trip to state, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Tyson Martin of Aquinas, a state runner-up last year, is the sectional champion at 190. Wyatt Annan of Fenimore is the runner-up, and Sam Schwengels of Parkview Albany places third. The champ at 215 at Mineral Point Saturday was defending state champion Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor. Runner-up Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland making his second trip to state. And third place to Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany. At 285, the champion and defending state champ is Evan Gratz of Fenimore. Runner-up sophomore Grant Matthews of Riverdale. And third place to Brett Zielkowski of Aquinas. Repeating the state qualifiers, first from Riverdale is Brody Meese, a champion at 126. Runners-up, Riley Wanick and Grant Matthews, and third-place finisher, Lakota Brewer. Representing Ithaca Weston at state will be junior Nolan Waldner at 157 pounds. For North Crawford Seneca, going on to state, junior Jaron Grimslet at 106. Royal Waniwak Center will be represented at state by Gunnar Wopat. Cashton's Parker Milsna goes on to state, as does Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Also going on to state for Mineral Point are the following wrestlers. Champion Cade Rule, runner-up Rowan Carey, and third-place finisher Elliot Teich. And for Iowa Grand Highland, seven state qualifiers. They include sectional champions Hunter Stevens and Elliot Biba. Four runners-up in Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Mowen, and Bodie Brockhoff. And a third-place finisher in Brock Kinderman. The girls' tournament was also held Saturday at Mineral Point. Approximately 40 girls competed at the sectional level, where only the top finisher, the champion, advances on to the state meet. North Crawford Seneca, Westby, and Fenimore each have two state representatives, and from the area Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Mineral Point and Lancaster have one apiece. Here are the girls' champions from the Mineral Point sectional and advancing on to state. Kylie Klum, a sophomore of Westby at 100 pounds. Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore, a senior at 107. Marissa Klum, a junior from Westby at 114. Also going to state, the champion Delia Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point at 120 pounds. Frankie Groom, a freshman from North Crawford Seneca at 126. Olivia Ball, a sophomore from Lancaster at 132. Gianni Babel, a senior, will go to state for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative at 138. Also, Sophia Paulson of Aquinas at 145. Brittany Pesci, a freshman from River Ridge at 152. Rachel Schauer, a senior from Fenimore at 165. Anna Logue of North Crawford Seneca, a sophomore at 185. And Sydney Coyne of Parkview Albany, a junior at 235. Placing second for the girls and just missing out on going to the state meet from the immediate area, Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston, from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Luca Gross, Madison Glass, and Maddie Townsend. From North Crawford Seneca, Darcy Jelenic. From Lancaster, a trio of girls, Amelia Jensen, Raquel Vinson, and Cashelia West. All those girls placed second and just missed qualifying for the state tournament. Again, the state tournament is Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Action gets underway at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon with Division I preliminary round matches. Divisions 2 and 3 kick in at approximately 7 o'clock on Thursday night. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also in the area yesterday, there was some high school basketball action, and the Ithaca boys basketball team beat Lafarge last night 83-41. Channing Brown had 25 points. Devin Iam added 24. Micah Salisbury put in 12, and Ethan Burkram scored 10. The Bulldogs will wrap up the Ridge and Valley Conference with a game at home against Wauzeka Steuben. Elsewhere in the area in high school basketball and boys action, Luther beat Hillsboro by a score of 73-46. It was Belleville over Wisconsin Heights 95-52. Arcadia defeated McDonald Central by a score of 55-52. And West Salem over Lake Country Lutheran 95-85. And Bangor beat Melrose Mindoro by a score of 67-64. In girls' action yesterday, Reedsburg defeated Wausau West by a score of 63-61. It was Wauzeka Steuben over Viroqua 63-20. And Bangor beat Melrose Mindoro 55-37. Tony Perkins' layup with 1.3 seconds left gave Iowa an 88-86 overtime win over number 20 Wisconsin. Perkins, who had 16 of his 18 points in the second half and overtime, drove the right side of the lane, nearly losing the ball before recovering to hit the winning shot. Iowa's Peyton Stanford then intercepted Carter Gilmore's inbound pass to close that win. Wisconsin had a chance to take the lead with 15 seconds left and the score tied at 86, but Max Klesmit missed a three-pointer. Owen Freeman led Iowa with 20 points and 12 rebounds, and Steve Krall had 22 points to lead Wisconsin. In Big Ten, elsewhere in the Big Ten, yesterday, Illinois, the number 14th ranked Illinois, beat Maryland by a score of 85-80. It was Nebraska over Penn State 68-49, and Michigan State beat Michigan 73-63. Also in the WEAC action going on yesterday, Platteville beat Stout by a score of 110-83. It was River Falls over Whitewater 66-58. Eau Claire beat La Crosse 83-70, and Stevens Point beat Oshkosh 69-64. Mac McClung has won his second straight NBA slam dunk contest by grabbing the ball out of Shaquille O'Neal's hands and leaping over him to draw five perfect scores on his final attempt. McClung finished with 98.8 points on his final two dunks, 1 point ahead of Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown. McClung became the sixth player to win the contest twice and the first to do it back-to-back season since Zach LaVine in 2015 and 2016. Earlier on All-Star Saturday night in Indianapolis, Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard became the eighth player to win a second three-point contest and the first to do it in consecutive years since Jason Capano in 2007 and 2008. Team Pacers won the skills challenge in a tiebreaker. And, of course, the NBA All-Star Game is going to be held tonight. And that'll be the Eastern Conference facing the Western Conference. And this report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
WRCO.
Turn to 10, I'm 11. Add it up to 21, we'll be hitting heaven. Baby, better get ready. you're hypnotized. Little moonshine, two-time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Little moonshine, two-time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Oh, I'm certified. Oh, I'm certified. You want crazy, I'm certified.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this afternoon with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of six highly talented women, professionals, committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joining to bring Madison and Wisconsin, the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this afternoon at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Hosted by the Richland Concert Association, Seventh-day Adventist Church is located at 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center.
You were gone, I don't know where I'd be. You were made.
kill me if I didn't have you.
Waltzing under them stars. She's sun up in the saddle, cutting through the herd. Love's branding her cattle. Long live cowgirls. Well, she rode in them wagons when the Wild West was won. Took the Mustang. She's fast and she's wild. Stop a runaway freight train with her high country smile. She's tough as December, salt of the earth. Make you fall like September. Long live cowgirl.
Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today, high 39, winds northwest 8 to 16. A few clouds and chilly tonight, low 18. Partly cloudy and mild tomorrow, high 43. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 26. Partly cloudy and unseasonably warm on Tuesday, stray sprinkles possible by evening, high 49. Partly sunny and warm on Wednesday, with isolated sprinkles possible, high 53. And looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny and a bit cooler, high 45. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 3 to 6 miles per hour, and it's sunny and we have hit